Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Super Tuesday, everybody. Fantastic to be here with you. Feeling very happy today. Feeling very happy. Fall is in the air. You know, it was weird, right? I don't know if any of you guys sensed this as well because it probably lasted like 5 minutes. But Saturday morning was August 1st, right? And I'm bringing trash out. And damn if there didn't feel just the faintest sign of fall in the air.
Did you remember your pants this time?
Unfortunately, Lonzo, for everyone in my development, I did remember my pants
okay,
this time.
Okay, just checking.
You know, they would have been better off if I had not. But this time I did remember. Yeah, if you're just hearing the story, about a month ago, it was Saturday morning, and you wake up, and I wasn't hungover or anything. But I was just a little groggy and I went to bring the trash out. The trash compactor is about 100 yards away from my apartment. And without thinking, like I managed to put on flip flops and a shirt, but I didn't put on pants. And so I had on like spandexy boxer briefs, like Izod brand kind of hugging you boxer briefs. And I didn't realize it. Like, what snapped me into reality was when somebody was walking by me and they looked at me funny, you know? So anyway, I think I said something to the effect of, don't act like you're not impressed. And then I scurried back to my apartment with my tail tucked between my legs or something else. Great to be here with you guys on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. Texter says, Mark, I think the previous texter was trying to reference the lower stats with Kawhi and Harden as they were drafted into situations where they weren't the main focus as Zion by default is. The Spurs still had Tony Parker and Tim Duncan, and the Thunder had emerging young players in Durant and Westbrook, so the pressure to deliver 20-plus a game wasn't on the shoulders of Kawhi and Harden during their rookie campaigns. I appreciate the text. That is certainly one way to look at it. I think the reality is that Harden and Kawhi couldn't do that at that stage in their careers. Giannis and Antetokounmpo couldn't do that at this stage in their careers. And Zion has a game, folks, that is unfreaking stoppable. Unfreaking stoppable. A texter says, has there been any discussion this afternoon about the Lexington plan appeal of the South Carolina High School League season plans? Oh, my friend, ask and you shall receive. Here we go. So here's what's going to happen here. As we got news today on the South Carolina High School League, their plans here moving forward for the fall, and Greenville County Schools athletic programs will be allowed to resume summer conditioning and move into practice in accord with South Carolina High School League rules beginning Monday, August 10th. Okay, so high school athletes, Greenville County resuming on August 10th, shut down on June 25th, reopening now. Some of the numbers in our area still not very good, But according to the latest DHEC spread rating for Greenville County, we are falling in the trend metric. So that is positive news there, but we're still not doing well in some other areas, right? So anyway, what is this Lexington appeal? Well, I'm reading about this, and Lonzo, I'd like to go through this with you here. Basically, what happened was the Lexington County proposal, they wanted to restructure the high school calendar into 4 10-week seasons, beginning with low-risk sports like baseball in the fall and moving to more high-risk sports like football in the spring. Lexington's proposal was voted down 16-1 before the league's proposal to continue with the calendar as is was approved 15-2. Now, the league and member schools will proceed forward under the league's plan. That could change, however, should the appellate panel approve Lexington's plan on August 10th. And the panel has the final say in the matter. Until we meet on August 10th, we are unofficially denying the Lexington plan being adopted until we have another meeting, 5th Congressional District appellate member Jackie Queen said during the appeal on Wednesday. In effect, the league plan is the plan as we currently stand. So Lexington County wants to move things around to the point that, you know, you're staggering basically the athletic seasons and you are pushing off those closer contact sports in a higher virus period of time. Lonzo, your take on this outside looking in, they're getting to have their appeal heard here, but it was voted down by such a margin, 16-1, I have a hard time believing this has any chance. What say you?
It's wasted. You're wasting everyone's time. I mean, that big of a vote? Did they go out and exchange money with people and go, you can have this if you would vote for this? The plan is stupid. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. There's a reason why they voted it down 16-1, and the appeal is a waste of time.
Yeah, Lexington County's appeal was heard by the appellate panel 7 days after it was denied by the league's executive committee. Several members of the appellate panel still felt unprepared to decide. What I'm hearing from the other members is they don't feel they've been given a chance to examine the information, 3rd Congressional District appellate member Andy Twito said. And I don't want to kick the can further down the road any more than anyone else. So anyway, this is going to be heard on August 10th. But on August 10th, you're also bringing everyone back to high school athletics here in our area, here in Greenville County. So if you are going to switch things up for the entire area, I think that has to come sooner than later. And thus far, it has been voted down in a major, 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 major way. Let's get right to it. And Neil has been hanging patiently on the line. Hey, Neil, thanks for the call, pal. You're offsides, Neil. Go ahead.
What's up, Mark? You know, just got off. I got a little part-time job at work Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and got in my car. The last
Dude,
thing
by the
I
way,
wanted
by
was
the way, before I forget, can we have you back this year to do our Neil's Picks of the Week? Can we do that again?
Mark, freaking Ryan, are you seducing me, sir? Of course you can have me back.
Well, I think I think I am, sir. I think I am. From dusk till dawn really made its impression on me. No, man,
listen,
look,
Mark,
I look forward to that. I look forward to that. You have no idea how many people said, Mark Ryan, your stupid-ass rule where you suspend Neil when he doesn't get the pick right, this is costing us all money. He's been great with his picks, and then you suspend him when he doesn't get his pick right. So anyway, man, we'll have to examine.
Two out of the three losses that I endured the first 3 weeks was your fault. You made me change one. You didn't want to total the first
time. I'm not accepting blame for that. You make your own picks. You're a man. You're 40, okay?
Okay.
You're a man.
That's right. I'm 40. I'm a man. Pick on somebody your age.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right.
Listen, Mark, we're going to get to that in a couple of weeks, but today I get in my car. The last thing I wanted was to get stuck in traffic because of a wreck on 85, and then the second thing I probably wanted the most or the least was to hear about Mark Ryan and his spandex G-string underwear. But today on...
Listen. I'm here to enlighten your day, Neil. I'm here to make your day better, all right? And I'm sorry that you didn't hear that story the first time. Shame on you for not hearing that story the first time.
Hey, just be glad you don't have to see pictures of it.
Oh, geez. I hope you didn't either, Lonzo. I pray for you if you did. Last thing before I get to the NBA, I hope the listening audience understands. Mark's always kind of bragging about his, let's say, manhood. The problem is Mark never uses it, so it's worthless. That's all I'm saying, Mark.
The man speaks the truth. I mean, he's not lying. He's not lying. The man actually speaks the truth, right?
Getting to – well, I would tell you what my wife says, but I we're on the air, so we can't do that right now.
Oh, dude, tell me in a safe way. I will turn Lonzo's ears off
How about let him get to his point before we run out of time?
Come on. We're good. I want to hear this so bad.
Let's just put it this way, Mark. She always says, no matter what I lack in size, if you do it at least for a couple hours, it makes up for it. Because let's say you're talking about like a worm. And he's only, let's say, 4 or 5 inches long. But if you have 4 or 5 different worms, they're going to equal probably 20 inches. That's all I'm saying, Mark.
I'm catching what you're putting down, sir.
NBA, man, I tell you what, Mark, this is the most excited I've been. We haven't really been able to talk with the NBA much yet. I think the West is as good as it's ever been. When you start talking about Portland's trying to get in as an 8th seed, Portland would, if you go back
to
the last 20 years.
They suck this year. What happened to them? They suck.
Well, because Nurkic got hurt and so did Collins, and that's their two guys underneath that can protect the rim and get defensive rebounds. That's the problem for them. Now they're back. When you start talking about them buying to get an 8th seed, they're not even there yet. You could go back in the history of basketball for the last 20 years or so, and you could make the argument that when they're healthy – they would have been a top 4 seed almost every single year until this year. That's how loaded the West is. It is so ridiculous. And even though the Lakers and the Clippers, the obvious favorites, anybody can come out of the West. Someone like Denver, when they get Gary Harris back and who's the other guy that they have? Anyways, when they get those two guys back and they got the big fella Joker underneath, there's not a lot of teams in the NBA that can match size for size.
I'm not sure if you heard this today, Neil, but the last 8 NBA champions, their third best player has been a star. The last 8. Chris Bosh, Kawhi Leonard, Draymond Green, Kevin Love, Klay Thompson, and Kyle Lowry. In today's modern era, you have to have a star-level third player to win the NBA championship, unless it is time to be broken. Going to win the championship, and which is why the Bucks are not going to win the championship.
Listen to me, Mark, which is why I say Michael Jordan never beat a great team. The best team he ever beat was the Utah Jazz, whose third best player was Jeff Hornacek, for God's sakes. That's my point altogether. And I will tell you this, I don't know about the East. There's 3 or 4 really good teams in the East as well. But I'll tell you what makes the NBA great. Did you see what Milwaukee did today, what Brooklyn did? 19, listen to me, Mark, 19-point underdogs win straight up. That's what
friend. They beat Milwaukee today? They beat Milwaukee straight up. They had a starting lineup of nobody I've ever heard of before.
As a 19-point underdog.
Oh, my God.
You know what that's getting us ready for, Mark? That's getting us ready for Neil's picks on College Football Saturday. And if your fans are lucky, maybe I'll even pick a couple on Sunday, too. Have a good day, Mark.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I got a text from Lonzo during the call, and he says, grow up. And whenever I get a text like that from Lonzo, that tells me, Neil, we're doing something right. Okay, so you keep it up, my friend. You keep it up. All right, coming up next on the show, you're going to hear from Keyshawn freaking Johnson. Keyshawn Johnson, number 1 overall pick. Just show him the damn ball. He is the brand new co-host of ESPN Radio's new morning show. You can hear it right here on ESPN Upstate beginning August 17th from 6 to 10 a.m. Keyshawn Johnson joins us next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Well, he doesn't know this, but I love our next guest. Number one, we're both straight shooters who care more about being honest than being politically correct. He also doesn't know that I grew up as a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, the losingest franchise in the history of professional sports. And I saw my team at the age of 24 win a Super Bowl in large part because of his contributions. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been a fan for a number of years, and he is the brand new co-host of ESPN Radio's new morning show that you'll hear right here on ESPN Upstate beginning on August 17th, Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin. Number one overall pick in the 2006 NFL Draft, Keyshawn Johnson joins us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Keyshawn, greatly appreciate you making the time, man. How are you?
What's up, boss?
I'm doing well, man. Yourself?
I'm good, man. Just trying to figure out how to beat the hurricane now that I'm here in New York.
I was going to ask you about that. So you're an L.A. guy. How is the West Coast to East Coast move treating you so far?
It's good. I mean, I remember I played here in New York. So
yeah,
it's not, you know, remember my wife's from here. I played here in New York. It's fine. I mean, I was here, traveled back and forth to New York for 10 years on Countdown. I'm good. I'm all in.
You know, I'll tell you, Keisha, I'm much more of a night guy than a morning guy. I'm grateful that we get to host 3 to 7 in the afternoon every day. 6 a.m. East Coast time is 3 a.m. Pacific. A 3 a.m. Pacific show might have a 1 a.m. wake-up call. Are you having any second thoughts about this decision?
Well, remember, I'm putting myself in a position so that my body clock and time shifts to the East Coast.
Yeah.
So, you know, I won't have to necessarily worry about it.
Hey, Keyshawn, I did the morning show for 14 years. I just want to know how you feel about naps. Naps are very important.
Well, yeah, and you remember now, I did the morning show out of L.A. for 4 years. Just, you know, I'm coming over from a morning show at 6 to 10 a.m. same time, different coast. So I still had to get up to get into the studio at around 3:30, 4 o'clock every morning. And that's the same that I'm going to have to do here, 3:30, 4 o'clock every morning.
I used to say when I hosted a morning show, Keyshawn, that I never got used to getting up that early. I just got used to being damn tired all the time. How did you pull it off?
Man, you got to work out. You got to train. You got to eat. Your body got to be right. You can't just all of a sudden be one of those.
Yeah, that was my problem. That was my problem. The body has never been right.
Sports talk radio guys sitting around with a pop belly, eating cold hot dogs and warm beer.
I didn't know, Keyshawn, you were going to be able to describe me so accurately here in our few minutes together, but you're doing a great job. Super Bowl champion, three-time Pro Bowler, Keyshawn Johnson joining us here on the show.
Well, no, I didn't describe it because I don't know what you look like, but I've seen some of those sports talk radio guy.
I just got to say, you described him perfectly. You're absolutely right. That's exactly what he looks like.
I can't beat your description of me there, Key. I absolutely can't do it. So Keyshawn, how did you celebrate this news? Where were you when you found out that you were going to be the new morning show co-host of a brand new show on ESPN Radio that can be heard right here on ESPN Upstate? Tell me what that experience was like for you.
Well, I kind of knew it was coming down the pipeline back in February, so to speak. You know, we were having dialogue conversations about potentially moving east to take over the morning radio as well as NFL Live in the afternoons, starting on August 17th as well. So once those conversations kind of evolved, I kind of knew, okay, let me start to position my mind so that I could, you know, kind of know that this may be something that makes all the sense in the world for me and my family. I just got to check with the wife and the kids, who, you know, obviously were not very happy, but, you know, they kind of came along now. Like they said, we're doing this for you.
That's fantastic, man. That's fantastic. It's unbelievable to have that family support. Keyshawn and Lonzo, if you would, if we can get that Travis Johnson clip ready. We had Travis Johnson on yesterday, former Florida State Seminole, Houston Texan, San Diego Charger. And Keyshawn, Travis expressed serious doubt that the NFL is going to be able to pull this off without doing what the NBA is doing within a bubble. I'd like to play this short clip for you right here and get your thoughts.
You know, I've been saying from day one, it's not going to take the entire organization. All you're going to need is the essential people, the players, the coaches, and the support staff as far as the equipment guys and the medical trainers. But outside of that, you don't need anybody else. You want to hire a chef? You don't need to. You find the person at the hotel. I think the crazy part is they could do the same thing in Orlando, and all it would cost, I mean, outside of putting up approximately 100-something people a day, it'll cost you a few extra flights. I mean, you just got to look at it and say, you know what? It's a four-month training camp, and we'll treat it as such. Major League Baseball, one team had 14 guys pop positive in a single day, and they don't even touch each other. They touch an object 3 inches wide that goes amongst each other. And there's no way with all of the bodily fluids on each other, all of the breathing on each other, that this will work. I'm trying to figure out how they're going to do it. I don't see it working without a bubble.
Keyshawn, how are they going to do this? How are they going to make this work? I hope they're not being arrogant and just saying, we're the NFL, it's going to work. I'm really concerned that we're not hearing any bubble plans, Keyshawn.
It certainly would help the situation if there were bubble plans, but there's not any bubble plans. So we know there's not any bubble plans. At the end of the day, you know, let's see how it goes. At the end, if somebody's going to get COVID, okay? We all know there's going to be too many players, too many coaches, too many people around. Guys are not in a bubble. Somebody's going to get it. But do I believe that it'll shut the league down? No, I don't believe so. I think that they will quarantine who they need to quarantine, bring in who they need to bring in, just like they're doing now with the guys that either contracted it or been around people. They're putting them on a 14-day COVID deal, and then they'll be right back. Coach Pete, he'll be right back. Philadelphia Eagles will have their coach back with no problem at all.
If I put dinner on the line with you, Keyshawn, on whether the NFL will see the conclusion of its season this year, what side are you on?
I'm on the side that they will see it.
Wow.
I'm on the side that they're absolutely going to see it.
They're
not.
Like that.
They're not going to not see it through. That's just my opinion, though. I could be wrong.
Keyshawn Johnson, former number one overall pick, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Keyshawn, I'd like to dig deep here in your football playing memory bank. On what occasions was a coach the happiest with you and the angriest with you? If you can share a couple stories with us.
The happiest and the angriest?
Yeah, in your playing career.
Most of my coaches are always, they were coaching, so I never took anything to heart, you know? So it wasn't like I felt like they were angry at me or dissatisfied with me or didn't like me. I never felt that way. So it's kind of like, I don't know. It's weird because coaches, you know, the reason, and I learned this from Bill Parcells, as Bill would always say, you know, the reason he's in the position he's in is because of guys like us. And so when you say that, I kind of believe that and take that to heart.
I like that. I like that. What do you think, Keyshawn, is the biggest misconception fans have about what it's like to play in the NFL?
Well, that's one of the things that I'm glad I'm going to be able to share with fans on the morning show starting on August 17th, is that they think that it's just easy. They think it's spoiled. They think that guys get their way. They really don't understand how dedicated and hard work, how much hard work it takes to be put in a position and to succeed. And it's our job to be able to explain that to them so that they can stop having this notion that it's easy to just do and anybody could do it. You know, and I tell people all the time, I say, you know, it ain't for everybody. It's not for everybody. It's one of the hardest things to do is run up and down the field and catch balls and tackle and make field goals and throw the passes. It's one of the hardest things to do.
What do you plan to bring to this new ESPN Radio morning show, Keyshawn?
Well, I plan on being myself and who I am, not losing sight of that, being very candid, being very open and honest, sharing my experiences. And you know, that's kind of what I plan on doing.
Yeah, I think that's going to go really, really well. I think sports media in general, Keyshawn, has a lot of guys. You see this in local markets too, Keyshawn. You're worried about losing your access if you're critical of the home team. So what I find myself really gravitating toward are the people like yourself that I know I'm going to get the skinny from, right? It's why I love Charles Barkley so much as an NBA analyst, because I know he's already sacrificed his friendship with Michael Jordan because he felt a greater responsibility to be honest on the airwaves. He's also really, really funny, and that helps. But I think, Keyshawn Johnson, I truly believe that your candor and your forthrightness is really going to be a wonderful fit on this show. So how did the excitement from this compare to the excitement of being drafted number one overall?
It's still competitive. It's still competition. I wasn't a player who worried about what everybody else did. That was never who I was and never who I'm going to be. And that's the same way I feel in radio and television. I don't look over and see what some other network is doing. I could care less. I'm going to do what I need to do and do my part, because you're going to leave them to come to me. Just like people, just like teams had wide receivers, they didn't have me. They had guys, they didn't have me, though. They had guys that wore numbers and caught balls. They did not have me.
No, they didn't. They did not have me.
And that's the same way I feel. And that's the same way I feel about other networks with other talent on them. Yeah, the guy may be great, and he may have had a base because he's been there 10 years, but he's getting ready to lose some of that base to us. Because we're going to be different.
I love it, man.
And that's the God honest truth. Well, you know, and somebody was asking me the other day about a competition and the same time we were on. And I was like, I don't even know who that guy is because I don't care. I said, okay, that's good. He screams and hollers and he talks sports. Okay, that's good. I don't know him and it doesn't bother me. I hope he continues to be successful. And they thought I was basically taking a shot at him. And I'm like, no, I literally don't know him.
Keyshawn Johnson, former number one pick, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right, Keyshawn, I'd like to give you a chance with one answer to pick your former team that you can fix with your answer to this question. The Jets or USC? Your choice. How would you fix either one?
I think I can fix the Jets faster than I could. Well, I don't. I think I can fix. I think the Jets need fixed. USC doesn't necessarily need fixed. They just need to get their act together. The Jets got to get fixed. Jets got a lot of little internal issues going on right now. You know, I take a look at the head coach. You know, I think Joe Douglas would do a good job with the personnel, but I got to take a look at Adam Gase. I got to take a hard look at him. Like, really, really hard.
Keyshawn Johnson joining us. We'll close with you today, Keyshawn, with some quick rapid-fire questions. What's more fun overall, radio or football?
Radio, because I don't get hit.
Your favorite Netflix show?
I don't watch Netflix.
Good for you. Probably better. It's a colossal time waster, but I'm guilty as charged. Absolutely guilty as charged. The corner that everyone knows that had no chance going against you?
Oh, God, all of them.
Okay, well, this question comes in from our listener, Hunter. Who was the toughest cornerback you went up against?
I would say the toughest had to be Hastings from Kansas City.
Really? What made him so tough?
Yeah. He was big, he was strong, physical. Sean Springs was tough from Ohio State, Seattle Seahawks.
You have really endeared yourself to my producer now, who's a KC and an Ohio State fan. Keyshawn, I'll never forgive you for that, but I appreciate what you're saying. I do.
Ty Law.
Yeah. This question coming in from Grayson, what was the hardest stadium to play in, and why was it Lambeau Field? Do you agree with that? Lambeau Field, hardest one.
No. I think the hardest stadium to play in might have been like Buffalo, because I was so worried about getting hit with frozen batteries.
That is brutal. That is brutal. So you would you see them landing around you?
When I stood next to Brian Cox one year and got hit in my head.
Oh,
I happened to have my helmet on.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. That is crazy. Well, it certainly didn't do any damage to prevent you from what you're going to do next. Folks, he debuts on the brand-new national ESPN Radio morning show, Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin, August 17th, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You can hear it right here on ESPN Upstate, alongside hundreds of stations nationwide. Keyshawn, my first chance getting to chat with you. Thoroughly enjoyed it, man. All the best moving forward with this new venture. And to you and your family, good luck with the new move. Happy belated birthday to you as well. Thank you so much for making the time today, man.
Okay, thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful Super Tuesday of the show. You know, Tuesday is traditionally my least favorite day of the week just because everything seems to hit the fan on Tuesday for me. But it's been a good day. It's been a fantastic day, Super Tuesday. Hope it's been that way for you. I do that to try to trick myself into believing that Tuesday is actually a pretty good day. So hopefully it's been the same on your end. A texter says that the Lexington plan from high school has been, in fact, shot down. Look, we will see. There's been so many different appeals on this thing, but it was voted down 16-1 the first time. They claim on August 10th they're going to have another shot at this. In the NBA today, the Suns beat the Clippers 117-114. This was upset Tuesday today, man. The Mavericks very narrowly over the Kings. We were an overtime away from being 3-0 with heavy underdogs winning. Kings over the Mavericks would have been the case, but the Mavericks won in overtime 114-110. And then the Brooklyn, don't call me New Jersey Nets, beat today the team with the best record in the NBA with a starting lineup of T. Lualuu Cabaret,
what?
T.
Who?
Johnson, Garrett Temple, R. Kurucs, and Lance Thomas. The Brooklyn Nets beat the team with the best record in the NBA today.
Sounds like a rec league team, doesn't it?
With a point guard named T. Lualuu Cabaret. Probably, Lonzo, my pronunciation on this is every bit as close to his nailing it as Kiowa Island, right? Kiowa. 26 points, by the way, for T. Lualuu Cabaret.
You know, I'd love to help you, but I've never heard of that guy, so I can't help you.
No one's ever heard of anybody on this team. All their starters are gone. All their stars are gone. They literally have nobody, and they beat the Milwaukee Bucks today. This is what happens when you don't show up in the NBA, folks. Even a bunch of scrubs can beat you. By the way, Giannis had 16 points today. Chris Middleton, this guy's overrated. 8 points on 3 of 8 shooting. George Hill had 7 points. Eric Bledsoe had 8 points on 1 of 5 shooting. They played their starters almost no minutes in this game, Lonzo. Giannis played 16 minutes. Chris Middleton, 16 minutes. Eric Bledsoe, 18 minutes. They clearly treated this like a preseason game, and they lost. And I don't understand. Do you understand why they suddenly need all this rest? I mean, they're about to clinch the best record in the Eastern Conference. They're about to be the number one seed. But you've had 4 months of rest, for crying out loud.
It's probably more a matter of getting them some reps and then sitting them down so they don't get injured.
Let's hit it with some either or for today. Two options on life and sports. Either or starts right now. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right, so the team that Mark every day tries to find a way to say why they're not going to win won last night. Anthony Davis had a monster game last night where his struggles in the second game back, a lack of effort, getting in game shape, or conserving energy for when it matters. Because if you watch that second game, he just didn't show up. He just looked like he was like jogging out there. So was it a lack of effort, getting in game shape, or conserving energy for when it matters?
LeBron James will never admit this, but Anthony Davis frustrates him about as much as any teammate he's ever had. And now he's got another guy like that on his roster in J.R. Smith. Those guys might be 1A and 1B. Anthony Davis needs a little Viagra. He needs a little kickstart to get going sometimes. Very, very, very talented player. But Lonzo, he doesn't have it. He's not dynamic. Nobody thinks Zion is a better player than Anthony Davis is today. So why are the New Orleans Pelicans infinitely more popular now than they were before? You got a sleepy star or you got a superstar? That's the answer.
Who's more sleepy, Kawhi or AD? Because Kawhi's kind of sleepy. I mean, there are a couple guys kind of like
that.
He is,
but he's got a quiet intensity to him, though. And sometimes AD just can't get going. What say you, man?
I think it's a lack of effort. I agree. I just think there's some days he just doesn't try. And they lost that second game because he didn't try. He needs to score. LeBron is going to be the facilitator. When he gets the ball to you, you need to put it in the hoop.
All right. The best analyst If I gave you your choice of Sir Charles on basketball or anyone else on any other sport, are you taking Sir Charles or are you taking the field?
I wish you would have elaborated with giving me some other choices there, because now I'm trying to have to quickly go through my mind who
you got.
I
Tony Romo in the NFL, right? You got Jim Nance in golf, your favorite sport.
Oh, yeah.
You got Vin Scully in baseball. You got Kevin Harlan in the NBA. You can have anybody of any kind, okay? Sports media member covering a sport. Do you want Sir Charles or anybody else?
I of course I'm going to go with Sir Charles. I got to tell you, I kind of like Van Gundy. Not Stan, not your boy, but Jeff. I kind of like him because he's kind of subtle and underneath with some of the cracks that he does. I kind of like him, but yeah, you're right. It's Charles.
I'm going to go Charles, and you guys can have everybody else. All right. Maybe we'll have to, Lonzo. Maybe Friday we will draft sports media personalities.
Yeah, but we kind of already did that in our bracket thing. But I mean, if you want to, I hate to shoot it down while we're on the air.
No. Like, describe that to me.
You don't remember our brackets?
No, I don't.
That we did as a station. I realize it probably seems so long ago.
It was. What was the bracket?
It was broadcasters. You don't remember that?
Oh my God, you're right. It was the Upstate's favorite broadcaster, and Jim Nance won, didn't he?
That's probably why you forgot, because you didn't think your guy didn't win, so you just kind of blocked it out of your mind.
We can't do that again. We can't do that again.
All right, my turn. All right, I saw that Rob Brown and others were hate-tweeting Grayson Allen the other day. Is it onsides or offsides to continue hating the player after they leave their school and they're a pro?
Well, if he keeps being a jackass, Lonzo, yes, you can still hate him. This guy is such a... Alonzo, I don't even have the words, okay? I don't even have the words to say, okay? Can you say asswipe on the air? Because that's what he is. That's what he is, all right?
By the way, no, you can't.
Okay, well, you can't. But that's what he is, Lonzo. That guy is a major issue and a major problem, okay? And he's a dirty player. He's a whiny little bee, and somebody needs to put him in his place.
What if he was on your team?
I'd punch him out in practice.
No. I mean the team you root for. What if he was on your team and he's doing all that stuff that you're accusing him of to opponents of your team?
I'd burn my jersey. I have, like, that guy. Listen, man. There are enforcers in sports, and you can respect enforcers, but that dude, man, is just such a little twit. You know, he is the worst kind of professional player that there is.
Can I answer? I was going to say that I had a lot of people had the same opinion about Matthew Dellavedova a couple years ago in Cleveland, but I was okay with him because he was on the team that I was rooting for. I think I'd be the same with Grayson Allen if he was on the team that I'm rooting for.
Such a putz. And finally, the Miami Marlins have been cleared to return to playing Major League Baseball, all right? So what will be the next reason why Miami has a game postponed? Will it be because of strippers? Will it be because of a chicken wings order? Or will it be because Derek Jeter decided he can't bear to watch what his team is passing off as baseball these days?
Well, Jeter's he's already making excuses for his guys, so I'm going to go with chicken wings. I think that's the answer of the month anyway.
The downfall of man.
By the way, I'm having chicken wings for supper tonight. So
I'm very jealous. From where?
We're not supposed to give free plugs out. I'm getting them from Habitat.
Oh, there you go. Nice, good stuff, man. Keep in mind, I'll be getting lunch from there sooner than later.
Yeah.
All right. And the downfall of man is strippers, ladies and gentlemen. Strippers will be the reason why Miami is next suspended. All right. Coming up next, we close the show as we do each and every day with the best thing we heard today. It's on the flip side, and it's coming your way right after this here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Hope you guys have enjoyed the show. Always a good feeling when you have a big-time interview on the show and you feel like you handled it the very, very best way that you could, did the best that you could on it. Our thanks to Keyshawn Johnson for coming on the show today, and hope you enjoy the brand-new show, morning show. Keyshawn, J, and Zubin Mehenti coming your way. Morning show, new show, ESPN Radio, 6 to 10 a.m. I really think his honesty is going to be refreshing. March Mayhem. Let's give you an update on what's going on in March Mayhem right now. Today's matchup in the Shredded Region. And I know, you're like, Mark, how did Dabo Swinney end up in the Shredded Region? He's the most in-shape 50-year-old dude I've ever seen in my life. So drop it, all right? Drop it, all right? Yeah, I'm talking about you too. Including you, you're not even playing the same game that Dabo Swinney's playing. Sir.
That's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah. Yeah. So March Mayhem. Who wins in a fight, Dabo Swinney or Javon Kinlaw? Right now, boy, this is close. 52% say Javon Kinlaw. 48% say Dabo Swinney. You know what this is? This is all Clemson fans.
And how in the world can they look themselves in the mirror and come on.
That's it.
That is so sad. It really is.
So you have all Clemson fans, you have all Gamecock fans, and then you have like 5% of Clemson fans who are actually honest. Who wins in a fight, Dabo Swinney or Javon Kinlaw? This should be 99-1. It's 52-48, the narrowest of leads for Javon.
I got to tell you, Dabo Swinney looks at this poll. He's not voting for himself. So why are you voting for him?
Doesn't make sense. All right, Lonzo, it's time for the best thing we heard today on the show. What is that and where are we going to go with it?
Well, it would be something that you found. Did you know that Deshaun Watson reads really good books? He's going to tell you about that.
Are there any books that you've read in your life that really inspired you?
Inspired me.
You really took a lot from?
I would say there was definitely this one book, John Gordon. It's called The Coffee Bean. And Coach Swinney actually, him, John Gordon and Coach Swinney actually gave it to me. And I've been reading it, and it's about, you know, just being able to basically, regardless of what environment that you're in, you can bloom where you're planted, and that you're not the water, so you're not the outside. And so if you're a coffee bean, you put a coffee bean in the water and it spreads throughout, you know, the water, and it changes the flavor. So you be the coffee bean that changes the environment that you're in. Don't let the environment change you.
Love that message, man. Love it indeed. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Back tomorrow with a hump day episode of the most interactive sports radio show in the state of South Carolina. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.